We go to the smart chairwoman, also Windsor City Councilwoman, Deb Fudge. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to talk to you again. Are you all decked out?
My witch's costume isn't on yet, but it will be later.
I thought maybe a whole bunch of you would get up together and go as a train.
We should.
You should. Yeah, just
oh
a thought
God,
for later in the day. And there's a great article about you and about SMART in the North Bay Business Journal. And it really was enlightening to me in a number of ways, but I guess we should start at the beginning, at the now of it, I suppose, and the extension of SMART to Windsor. And we are on track, so to speak, for that expansion?
We're on track today. We're going to know on next Tuesday,
yeah,
on voting day, whether we can continue to be on track.
So we're talking about Proposition 6, the proposition
right
to repeal the gas tax. Now, if this passes, Deb, does that mean a stop to SMART expansion?
Yes.
It does, sincerely.
It does. It means because Prop 6 is worth $21 million to SMART alone. Not even to mention all of the road work and freeway work and bridge work that would go on in Sonoma County, you know,
yeah,
on roads. But there's $21 million. We have $21 million of Prop 6 money, and that is one-third of the Windsor extension.
One-third.
It's a little bit more than one-third. It's
okay.
Probably 40%.
Okay,
yeah.
So that we understand why that would put a stop to things
it
for now.
It would put a stop until we found $21 million somewhere else.
Yeah,
so
that's no easy
that's
task.
That's just information for voters for next Tuesday.
Yeah, this is a very important proposition and very important to us in the Bay Area and here in Sonoma County because there's a lot of money, something like $200 million that would be coming to us in our various projects. And we all know about the infrastructure needs around here and certainly in the Bay Area. Okay, so what if Prop 6 passes? I mean, does the planning stop?
No, the planning won't stop because we have some money from Regional Measure 3, so we have about
right
$30 million from them, and so we can continue doing the planning and some of the things that we're doing behind the scenes, but there's not money for construction.
Yeah.
So,
and
you know,
you're talking about the construction of the tracks, et cetera.
Moving forward, but there wouldn't be the timetable for right now. We have SMART starting up in 2021. That's our current timetable.
To Windsor. And then I was also interested to see, and we all sort of have supposed about SMART being extended to Windsor and then Cloverdale, and you're talking about Ukiah, but there's one part of this story, Deb, that I had not known about before in the planning stages, as you're looking way ahead, that the possibility of going not just north of us, but going in other directions too. Particularly of interest, I think, is the notion that SMART could start from Novato at Highway 37 and then go to Sears Point and then toward Sonoma and Napa. I mean,
right?
Can you imagine being?
I'll clear up a couple things. Every time we mention Cloverdale, going north to Cloverdale, we do that to make sure that they know we're going there because, you know. And then Healdsburg says, "What about us?" So
yeah,
we always have to mention Healdsburg and Cloverdale.
Very good, thank you.
And so, and the Ukiah was sort of a
that's
may
a
or may
list
not happen, but that conversation came up because at some point SMART could be in control of the freight line north of Healdsburg, and at some point, you know, the freight line does go as far north as Ukiah, so that's, you know, not in our plans right now, but it could be.
Yeah.
The question asked to me was it could be. Now, the fun part about going east is, first of all, we make sure we tell Cloverdale it wouldn't happen until after we go to Cloverdale.
Right.
But the state came to SMART about 6 or 8 months ago, and they came to our general manager, Farhad Mansourian, and said, would you go east? You know, would you study going east,
yeah,
and meet up with Amtrak in the Capital Corridor at Suisun City and really,
wow,
connect to a larger train set? And Farhad said, yes, but you need to give us the money, and you need to give us the money to go east and to go north. And so The state gave us $500,000 in planning money to do a high-level study of going east. And so we have just started that study.
Well, you can imagine the enthrallment at the notion of being able to bypass that section of Highway 37 between Novato and Sears Point. I mean, come on.
Those trains would be full.
Oh, you'd have to have, I don't know how many, six, eight at a time going in either direction.
It really makes Sonoma and Napa excited because the train line now goes sort of parallels 37 and then goes north toward Sonoma Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets away from 37 and all the flooding there.
Yeah.
And then goes, you know, to the south part of Sonoma, I think on East 8th Street, and then it goes through Napa, crosses the Napa River, and then keeps going to Suisun. And SMART owns the track all the way to the Napa River.
Wow.
So we own 2/3 of it, so we just need to get an easement over the last third. And so that's sort of the high-level work that we're doing now, environmental work. You know, of course, the tracks would have to be rebuilt, try to get some high-level estimates of what it would cost, and then go back to the state and say, give us money for Cloverdale, and then we'll go east, which is what you want us to do.
I just think it's an amazing notion, given all of the, you know, agony of commuters in that, you know, particular section of our part of town. And I think that's a pretty exciting prospect. So let's say that Prop 6 fails. So you've got the $21 million and you would be, you know, you're still working on the same schedule of getting to Windsor in 2021. And then what about the extensions to Healdsburg and Cloverdale?
So with the money we have now, it's hard to tell, you don't really know how far the money will stretch until you start construction because there's always some unknowns.
Yeah.
But there might be a little bit of it in there to start planning Healdsburg. And we need to really work on that bridge over the Russian River at Healdsburg, at Memorial Bridge.
Yeah.
The train bridge. The passenger bridge is great, but the train bridge, if you look at it, it's pretty scary looking, it's rusty, and there's giant holes in the middle of it.
Yeah, so. We've been looking at that for decades now.
I know.
Wow.
We wouldn't put a passenger train over that. So.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to know that, Deb.
We would start studying that.
Very glad to know
that. And we're already actually working on getting federal funding for that bridge because it's more likely we would get federal funding for a bridge than federal funding for track. It's just the way the government operates right now. So we're already looking for separate money. And if we ever got that money, sooner than later, we would start working on that bridge now.
Okay, Deb. So here's an opportunity for you. Let's have you talk to KSRO listeners about the importance of the election next Tuesday, and what Prop 6 means, and Windsor considerations too.
So I'm not, as an elected official, I got my hand slapped. I'm not allowed to tell people how to vote. I would just say, please vote.
Please vote is important.
Please vote. Please keep in mind that the Prop 6 money is not just SMART. It's not just freeway work and bridge work. It's also local money for your city. So some of that money actually goes into each city. And I know there are some cities in this county that really need, you know, local paving, and they've got potholes. I'm not going to name the certain city I'm thinking about well, but, you know, I hear about it. So it really, Prop 6 monies will benefit everybody in the North Bay, and we really need people to get out and vote.
Well, we can't wait to see what happens next in Windsor, Deb, because of all the money pouring into the town with the opening of the doors of the Russian River Brewing Company up there.
Oh, we're so excited about that.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Just like Bill Swindell said in the Press Democrat the other day, Windsor needs to take advantage of this economic boost they got.
Oh, boy.
So we're already looking at, you know, bicycle sharing and, you know, the train goes right through, you know, near the property. And so you can look east and see the brew pub. And so we're really going to have to market that.
Well, I'm glad we got to talk about this issue before the election, and I'm in agreement with you. Just get out and vote. Wouldn't it be lovely to see some really stellar numbers next Tuesday in terms of...
It would be great. It's a privilege that we all have. 50% of us typically don't take advantage of that. We really need to hear the voices of every single person right now more than ever.
Amen, sister, and that's no Halloween trick.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Deb, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Always a great time talking with you.
Thank you. That is Deb Fudge, the SMART chairwoman and also Windsor City Councilwoman.